What the hell is that?
That's a very beautiful hymn, you damned heathen!
The sound of many footsteps marching in unison on the boardwalk rattled the windows of the saloon.
I think them women in the band is gonna come in here.
Oh, I hope the hell not. My head is hurting something fierce.
Your time has come, Morgan. I'm gonna kill you just for the hell of it.
Don't be a fool, Dolan. I don't have any quarrel with you.
I got a bone to pick clean with you, Morgan. You're alive, and that bothers me. I aim to bury that bone this day. Now stand up and face me.
You better give that some serious thought, Dolan. Because if I stand up, I'm gonna kill you.
Stand up, you bastard.
Frank pushed back his chair.
Sing, ladies! Onward, Christian soldiers marching on to war!
The parade marched between Frank and Dolan.
Get out of the way, goddammit!
You watch that filthy mouth! Them's good Christian ladies, you damn scum!
Them gals ain't half bad! As long as Clarabelle don't start trying to sing.
Stand up, Morgan, you son of a bitch!
Clarabelle pushed her considerable bulk through a knot of gunfighters who were trying, unsuccessfully, to get out of her way.
Beer and whiskey are tools of the devil!
One man, slower than his compadres, got a hard shove from Clarabelle, sending him reeling into Dolan.
Get out of my way, you drunken oaf!
Dolan and the man went down on the floor in a tangle of arms and legs, both men losing their hats.
Goddamn bitch! You overgrown couch herd!
How dare you talk to me using such filth!
Clarabelle grabbed the mallet from the bass drum player's hand and conked Dolan on the head.
God damn it!
Onward, Christian soldiers! On to victory!
You lord-ass heifer, stop hitting me on the head with that damn club!
Lord-ass!
Dolan got to his feet just as Clarabelle swung the mallet again. This time, it impacted solidly on Dolan's nose. Dolan went down again, the blood dripping from his busted beak.
That woman's dangerous. I'm getting the hell out of here.
I think she's wonderful. Magnificent.
I think you're crazy as a road lizard eating loco weed.
Frank, Doc, Bob, and the others were laughing so hard, tears welled up in their eyes.
Oh! My nose is busted!
I'll break your head!
Clarabelle swung the mallet again, conking Dolan on the top of his head.
Ow! Somebody get this ton of lard away from me!
Ton of lard?
Sister Clarabelle, servant of God, grabbed up a bottle of whiskey from a table and swung it with all her might. The bottle smashed against Dolan's head. His eyes rolled back and he hit the floor. Out like a candle at dawn.
Amen!
Lonesome Howard raised his Bible in one hand and a shot glass of rye whiskey in the other.
Oh, hallelujah, brother!
Who are you?
They call me Lonesome Howard, sister.
How quaint. Are you a gunfighter?
In the service of the Almighty. I'm a Christian man who reads the good book every day.
How can you be a Christian and be a gunfighter?
I kill for the Lord.
Nonsense! Get down on your knees and pray for his wonderful forgiveness.
Forgiveness for what?
For being a killer and for consorting with trash.
I got one more man to kill, sister. Then I'll drop on my knees onto a pile of sharp stones and pray all the day.
Who are you going to kill, Howard?
Lonesome Howard turned to look at Frank. He pointed a finger.
That godless heathen right over there, sister.
Don't be absurd. That man is a United States Marshal. He put his hand on a Bible and took an oath.
Lonesome Howard shook his head.
Don't make no difference if he did. He's evil, sister, and he's got to be killed.
Jack Miller stood up, his hands hovering near his guns.
That's so, Lonesome. But you ain't gonna be the one who does the killing. That job is mine.
The hell you say?
Lonesome cut his eyes to Clarabelle.
Kindly excuse my language, sister. I backslid for a moment.
Shut your blowhole, Lonesome, and get out of my way. I got me a job to do.
Here now, stop this.
Shut up, lard ass.
Lord ass! How dare you speak to me in such a manner?
It's no dare. It is a fact. You're dragging a hell of a big caboose, blowhard.
graphic audio, a movie in your mind.